Our next speaker is someone who absolutely needs no introduction here. A devotee of our center for many years and an initiated student of our revered Swami Adishwaranandaji. Dr. Mahendra Jani has spoken from this altar a number of times. We could not think of not having Dr. Jani as part of this program. Apart from his academic profession as head of the Department of Mathematics at William Patterson University, he is the founder and director of the Vivekananda Vidyapeeth in New Jersey. The Vidyapeeth, an academy of Indian philosophy and culture, was founded in 1976 by Dr. Jani and his wife, Dr. Vandana Jani. Since its humble beginning, when the Janis began teaching a handful of children in their own home, the institution has grown into an important institution where several generations of youngsters have been taught character building, moral and spiritual values and ideals based upon Vedanta, especially as exemplified by the life and teachings of Swami Vivekananda. I am happy to see that a large number of Vidyapeeth students, teachers and parents are with us today. We have requested Mahendra to speak to us today on the essential spiritual message of Swami Vivekananda. Dr. Jani.
Revered Swami Vivekananda, honorable speakers and friends. I'm very thankful to Swami Vivekananda for inviting me to share my thoughts on this special occasion. My topic is the essential spiritual message of Swami Vivekananda. After listening to Revered Swami Adishwadi for many years and learning from him, and listening to Swami Yuktatmanji and many other Swamis, and reflecting upon the teachings, I am fully convinced that the essential spiritual message of Swami Yuktatmanji is this. Each soul is potentially divine. The goal is to manifest that divinity within by controlling nature, external and internal. Do this either by work or worship or psychic control or philosophy. By one or more or all of these, and be free. This is the whole of religion. Doctrines or dogmas or rituals or books or temples or forms are but secondary details, saying Swami Vivekananda. What is divinity? Why divinity? We all want to be happy, but misery comes, disturbances comes, and make us unhappy. We say Om Shanti, 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 Om Peace, 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 three times. Because there are three kinds of disturbances. From environment, from people, and from our own mind. We have no control over the natural disasters like tsunami, earthquake, storm like Sandy, and others. The question is, what can we do for the internal disturbances? What can it be done? If we examine life more closely, what do we find? We find more miseries than happiness. Babies are born crying. Toddlers, they cry for food discomfort. Teens are unhappy because they cannot do what they want, or they cannot get what they want. Adults are worrying about finding a good job and good life partner. And then comes three rings, as Swami Adishwadi used to say, an engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering. Adulthood goes in carrying a heavy workload of job and household, It follows by old age, disease and death. Suppose everything is fine. One has a good job, good family, good health, but then the mind changes. One day, a job and the boss look great, and the other day you hate both of them. A husband look like sweet honey one day, look like a beat up deal to a dog. And someone said, my wife looked like one day a moon face, Chandramukhi, another day looked like sun face, Suryamukhi. Same people, but the mind changed. The house, which looked like a heaven on earth, seemed like a prison. We suffer because we are helpless. We cannot get out from the consequences of our past action. No one asked me before my birth where I was going to be born, what will be the color of my skin, my eyes, the country, family. I cannot get out of it. I want to be in New York, Los Angeles and Delhi at the same time, and I can't. I want to eat good food, doctor said not good for you. I know someone who was dieting for 10 days, because of health reasons, and then was passing by a bakery and he smelled a cheesecake. He controlled himself, went a few steps further, but immediately made a turn, went inside the bakery, brought the whole cheesecake and ate everything right there. We make resolutions, but we cannot keep them up. People say it is good to make resolution on January 1st, so you have a joy of breaking it in February. Shankaracharya said, a fish got caught because they're craving for food. An elephant got caught because its desire to touch female elephant. A moth got caught because the beauty of fire. Deer by the sound, and be by the smell. We human beings are slaves of all five senses, and we suffer. The next question comes, fundamental question of life. What is the purpose of life? Is there any purpose? Someone of our dear and dear one dies, and then we think, is that all? The life is gone. Person was there and now no more. One day I'll be gone, the universe is finished. Buddha had all the pleasures in the world. But these thoughts entered into his mind. And he could not enjoy the palace and the parties and the fleshy desires. So, uncle, you're kind of looking at the very negative side of life. You're looking at the glass half empty. You're going to look at the positive side, look at the glass half full. But aren't these two, half empty and half full, are but the partial views of life? Shouldn't we look at the whole picture? Why we look at the partial view of life? Swami Vivekananda said, we do not have a clear picture of the universe because of our little experience, poor reasoning, and our weaknesses. So what is the we are? Some people say, you know, don't think too much. Just occupy your mind with something. Maybe read something, music, art, sports, something. Some people say, keep changing. Change your hat, if you have it. Change your clothes. Change your house, change your spouse, change your country. Some say, look, this is what the world is. Get used to it. Learn how to live with it. Think positive and keep your hope alive. But these are mere catchwords. Running away from the problem or pretending the problem does not exist is not going to solve the problem. We have to face the problem. Swami Vivekananda said, face the brute, the lesson he learned from a sadhu when he was chased by monkeys. So we have to face the problem. Swami Vivekananda said that only by facing the forces of nature that a human power has been manifested and not by giving in. So what is the way out? Buddha, after seeing and old age, disease and death, he saw a mendicant sitting calm. Upon inquiry, he found out that this mendicant has realized something, and that brought all his peace and bliss. Buddha set out to find that something. Swami Vivekananda, when he was young, he also wanted to find the solution of all fundamental problems of life. He also wanted to know the truth. He wanted to know what is God. And that is why he was asking each one in Calcutta, "Sir, have you seen God?" No one said yes. Finally, he met Sri Ramakrishna, who said, "Yes, my son, I have seen God. And I see God more clearly than I see you." Swami Vivekananda found the echo of the truth that he was searching in those words. And he followed it. What he learned from Sri Ramakrishna about God and what he himself realized later, he expressed it beautifully in his poem, Quest for God. He wrote, "Over hill and dale and mountain range, in temple, church and mosque, in Vedas, Bible, or Quran, I had searched for thee in vain." He searched for God everywhere. Years then passed in bitter trial. Each moment seemed an age. Till one day, someone seems calling me. Midst my cries and groans, a gentle, soft and soothing voice that said, my son, that seemed to thrill in unison with all the chords of my soul. A flash illumined all my soul. The heart of my heart opened wide. Oh joy, oh bliss, what do I find? You are here, my love, my God, you are here. Swami Vivekananda found the God he was searching everywhere residing within as divinity. And that divinity make us look for God outside everywhere. And that is why Swamiji said, each soul is potentially divine. The goal is to realize this divinity and express it in our thought, speech and action. How do we realize this divinity? Swami Vivekananda said, by controlling nature, external and internal. The external nature can partially be controlled by science, social reforms and proper action. But how do we control the internal? Because our external behavior is a projection of our inner mindset. Swamiji said, you control internal nature by either work or worship or psychic control or philosophy. These are four yogas described in Bhagavad Gita. The series of lectures that Swami Vivekananda gave in New York City in 1895 on these four yogas is a very important contribution of him to humanity. He said, both monks and householders can realize God, can realize this divinity. We have to offer the results of our actions to God, meaning work unselfishly, not for name, fame or any other material benefit. Think that the whole universe belongs to God and I am a caretaker. By doing work in this spirit, our mind is purified and divinity will reveal from within. He said, we have to control, we have to have intense passion and love to realize God. Sri Ramakrishna Dev said, combine the intensity of three loves. A love that mother has for her child, a greedy person for wealth, and a passionate person for one's beloved. Combine this intensity of three loves and you will realize God. When one realizes God, our life will be filled with bliss. And at that time, even misery will seem like a blessing of God. Swamiji said, control the senses by the mind, mind by the intellect, and focus the mind on the soul. He said, study scriptures. Learn the essence of the scriptures from holy people. Reflect upon them. Practice them. Realize that the body and mind are constantly changing. If their support, the soul, is eternal and blissful. Only by realizing this soul, we can have eternal peace and bliss. The constantly changing world cannot give us the eternal peace and bliss. Finally, Swami Vivekananda said, see that God has become everything. See God in all. Respect all and love all. He asked us to worship the living God, the God who walks through all feet, the God who works through all hands, the God who sees through all eyes, speaks through all mouth, and listens through all ears. Worship this living God by doing unselfish service. Swami Vivekananda had a robust physique, but in order to worship this living God, he had worn out his body and died at the age of 39. He practiced what he preached and left a glorious example for all of us to follow. Million salutations to Swami Vivekananda and salutations to all of you. Thank you.